This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how creating experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Trellance's annual conference here in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And look who is in the studio lounge, Alicia Johnson from Ideal Credit Union. I love the name of your credit union, by the way.
Oh, thank
you. It's so ideal.
I helped to rename it.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you? What was that process like?
It was great.
I bet.
It was
a lot of fun.
Fantastic. We wanted a real word that we could own it on the internet so people could look it up. And we find that sometimes those made-up words sound like medicine.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe Ideal Credit Union was available. We did our checks, and it's
really
been wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
It's my favorite part is when you meet with someone, and they say, well, ideally, and then they kind of chuckle. It's a great name. And it's a great organization. So
well done. Well, yeah, and based on your session yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really. You guys did such a good job. All three of you up there did such a great job. I think it was Gene Palm.
Yes.
And then obviously Nate Wentzloff. So yeah, all three of you did such a great job. And the name of the session was "Are Those Primary Financial Relationships Really Profitable?" So I found this really fascinating. So I had to attend. One of the few ones that I've attended, and I'm glad I did. So give me a quick overview on your part of the session, because there was kind of three parts to it.
Yes.
But you were right there in the middle and with some great information directly from a credit union. So that was greatly appreciated as well.
Well, and it's a great example of a partnership. As I started my presentation,
yeah.
I am a partner both of Trellance and of Gene's company, Profit
yeah.
Resource.
Yeah.
And working together, we were able to identify profitability.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so important when you're making decisions
yeah.
because profitability changes over time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as a person that came up in the marketing side, profitability is really owned by the chief financial officer.
Okay.
And yet it's used in the marketing of products.
Okay.
You don't want to market a non-profitable product. You really want to help your membership and help the organization
mm-hmm.
with sustainable, profitable products.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, and having worked with Gene, the presentation started with our Share Wallet campaign. And a couple of years ago, we identified the four C's. And our C's were Casa for House.
I have them right here, just
checking,
in case.
Credit card, and auto loan, our loans. And car loans.
Car loans.
That was the fourth
That's
C.
That's the C, yeah.
And in this environment, in this economy, for the first time in 20 years, we are in a rapidly rising rate environment. The fifth C came into play, and that was cash.
Ah.
Because I can't book a car loan, I can't book a house loan, and I can't book a credit card without those funds and that necessary
mm-hmm.
cash to fuel our lending.
Right, right.
So the fifth C became very, very important last year. And we went through the process of updating our product. And our new product is called Program for Our Members is the Ideal Advantage.
Okay, that's the question I was going to ask
yes.
you after it. But
our first program was called the VIP program,
okay.
and it ran for just under 10 years.
Okay.
And as cash became all that much more important, mm-hmm. we needed to tweak the program.
Right, right.
So we thought we would do a redesign. And the redesign, actually, we focused on student checking, which also, they're the future of our organization.
Okay, oh, no
so
doubt.
So we looked for a way to reward our students, but then we also identified our retirements, and that's our wealth advisors area. While wealth advisors is off book, it's very important to our members
mm-hmm.
and being able to work with that division. They will help with student loans, but they'll also help our members decide, I'm ready to retire.
Yeah.
So it's a very
yeah.
important service, and so we layered all of that in. We looked at our most profitable product offerings,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're rewarding our members for using.
Okay.
And we're doing it on an annual basis.
Oh,
so
good for you
every
guys.
Year it's out on our website, and we talk about if you want to earn this payment, you just need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought all of that together, but again, using profitability.
Okay.
We don't want to, our products are all available and they're always there, but we want to make sure that we're selling profitable products to our members
okay.
in order to create a sustainable organization.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's nice to be able to make those decisions based on valid information.
So is that where Trellance comes in with the data analytics?
Trellance provides the
or,
data.
Okay.
And actually Gene's company provides the profitability information.
Oh, okay.
He is able to be the middle company between our data
mm-hmm.
and then identifying profitability
mm-hmm.
and then I step in with how we use that information
okay.
to market it to our
okay.
members.
And so how is it, what's the big picture here? What's the benefit message here that you want to share with folks out there? Because I think this is so important for credit unions to really decipher what's profitable and what's not profitable and what to invest in basically, right?
Well, even being able to identify profitability. As I mentioned in the session yesterday, and I said it again today, it's really important to start with your CFO. So get on board with your chief financial officer, and they're the ones that have the formulas and the background that help really establish what profitability looks like.
Okay.
And if he were here, he would tell you, because that partnership that's been wonderful for our organization with Profit Resource, that was in place when I came to the credit union 13 years ago.
Okay.
So they made that decision for Ideal Credit Union, but they made a very smart decision that's been able to help us weather storms. And sometimes you'll find out people will price with a dartboard, like, what are our competitors doing? Yeah, let's copy them.
Yeah.
And that sort of pricing mentality can lead you astray. It can get you in trouble. You may not be able to afford to do that. And I can tell you, in a different rate environment, there were times that we did very low car loans. And we had other credit. How can you afford to do that? Well, we have systems in place. We have partners that have helped us identify profitability. So we know when we price those loans at that price point that that is profitable for our organization.
Okay. Okay.
So being able to identify what's profitable for your organization is really important as, again, you create that sustainable organization. We don't want to be around just tomorrow. We're looking future. We're looking forward.
Doubt.
And we want to be around in the long-term future.
Well, and the data allows you to do that.
Profitability helps you do that.
Yeah.
It helps you make good decisions.
Can you use that data to bring up other members who may not be, I mean, we're not talking about profitable members, we're talking about profitable products, but there's the members that are kind of in the upper echelon, if you will, because we had Jean in here earlier saying there's a small percentage of profitable members,
but they
make up a, this, I can't remember the numbers that he gave me, but it was like 80% of
what's
going on at the credit
union. There's
the
80-20 rule, but oftentimes you'll see the top 90% of your clients actually are they're the most profitable. I'm sorry, the top 10% maintain 90% of the profitability.
Exactly.
And that's being able to know who those members are.
Right.
To see what products they use.
Right.
And we do go into that member base and look at the lookalikes, which is why the 5-4-C's came into play.
Mm-hmm.
We identified with some, using our predictive analytics, we were able to identify members that perhaps on paper didn't have high balances, but based on the ACH activity that we saw, what they were doing with their payment, and the information we were able to identify, we saw that they had relationships elsewhere, and so we started to actively market to them CD specials last year when we needed to bring that cash in to fund our loan growth.
Yeah.
And while on paper you would have thought, well, they don't have much here, they probably don't have much at all, and that is a very bad assumption to make, because they successfully did have dollars at other organizations.
Yep.
And because we had great CD specials in place, we communicated
those
opportunities
to
them,
to you guys.
And brought it back.
That's what Nate and I were talking about yesterday. It was like how to bring those. You have your profitable members, you know who they are, but then there's this other group here that could be what the folks that you just described, and so bring it and using the data to bring those folks up to that profitable group as well, which ultimately benefits the credit union. So
definitely.
Oh my gosh, how much fun is that to be kind
it's
of this
fun.
This
it's a lot of fun.
This scientist in the laboratory going over the data and discovering these things, like, oh my gosh, we could use that product with those folks, and so it's got to be a blast.
Well, and it also provides great information to our frontline. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's all across the organization.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the things that makes Ideal very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've got good data. We're getting the data. We're cleaning the data up. We're getting good data.
Yep.
But in addition to the good data, we're using the data.
Mm-hmm.
And we're using the data for marketing, but we're also using that same data on the frontline.
Mm-hmm.
Our core has a program that allows us to present referrals to the frontline. And our frontline staff, our tellers, and our member service reps, every time they meet with a member, a next opportunity will be highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
And they have those conversations with the members.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy those conversations because they know they're helping our members.
Oh, I bet.
It's never a product push, but it's always a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about what we have that we think might be able to help you, and they have a solid conversation, again, based on that data.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how exciting is that? Yeah, because that was one of my notes. It all starts with data, really good data. That was one of my notes here. Gosh, what else was here? Your mortgage members are the most profitable.
They are.
Yes, for obvious reasons.
And they're long-term
clients.
I mean,
exactly.
They're happy members. They refer others. You've helped them finance that dream.
There was something in there that's one of the follow-up questions. You talked about a type of data, that clean data or something.
One of the things we started to focus on is utilizing our ACH data. Every time
that was it.
You
yeah,
make
I have
a
right
purchase.
Here. String, yeah. conduct predictive. Oh my gosh, I just lost it. Oh, why did I do that? It was conduct predictive cross sales with clean ACH strings or data, real time and automated. Can you share with that a little bit?
Yes, and that is every time someone makes a transaction, whether on their credit card or their debit card, that purchase has a long data string.
Yeah.
Call it ACH information.
Yeah.
And in there, it will tell me where you shopped. It will tell me if you're making a loan payment to another financial. If you're, I can tell you who drinks Starbucks and in Minnesota, Caribou Coffee. It's all there. And it all comes down to how you want to use the data.
Mm-hmm.
We use that data to try to get the right message to the right member at the right time.
Because mm-hmm.
that makes it that much more valuable.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to present junk. We're trying to give them an opportunity to save money, make more money,
yep.
or provide added convenience.
And they got to appreciate that big time.
Yes. And we
sure.
try to clean it up by cleansing the data. One of the things that comes up, my name is Ideal Credit Union, but it could be spelled any number of different ways.
Yeah.
Every place our member uses that card, that business builds their ACH string. So it's all how it's in there. Every time a new store opens, they make that determination. I don't know a lot about it. I can tell you this. I don't know if it's a placement in the string, but I do know that things get abbreviated. So when we first started using Trellin, we would go in there and I'd say, hey, find me people that have accounts at X institution.
Mm-hmm.
And we could find some of them, but not all of them because of the different abbreviations. By working with another partner, they cleanse the data and they give it back to us and then we can use it. And we use it for a lot of things.
Oh,
we use it to try to, again, if they've got a vehicle loan somewhere else and we can offer them better pricing, we try to save them money. Or if they have a CD or a money market somewhere else and our rates are better, we try to help them make more money.
Good for you.
So that's really how we're utilizing the data.
Yeah.
And we use the data during COVID. Just having access to that information can be so incredibly important in trying, again, to provide the right message to the right member at the right time to make it that much more meaningful for all of us.
That's cool. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you all day, Alicia.
It was fun.
Yeah. Anything else to add here?
I'm trying to think. We talked about the partners because I think it's very important to have strong partners. We also talked about everybody working. I heard a lot today about siloed information.
Yeah.
And there are still probably some silos, but we've tried to break those silos down so that we can work better together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that's worked really well. It's not just a marketing initiative or a data initiative.
Yeah.
It's an organizational
Everything's
initiative
connected now.
So we can help our members.
Yeah, good for you.
So that's really exciting. If they walk in the branch or they have this opportunity online in our digital banking, just trying to have the same kind of messaging and the same kind of opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it all goes along with kind of an omni-channel approach where you want to have the same experience on your desktop that you do on your phone.
Yes.
So I totally get it there.
Even
my God.
Texting and sending off emails, just trying to get that message.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that our members are very open. Again, if you're targeting the message, if you're sending them something that could help them, they're always willing to give it a read. It's when I have a cement driveway and you send me stuff on asphalt, I think, you don't really know me.
You don't really know me. Yep.
But if you get to know me and then you offer me opportunities, I'm going to be interested in those opportunities.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I learned a saying last year that you probably already know, but show me you know me.
Yes.
So your credit union, show me that you know me. And
look at all the data
loaded.
That you have. Use that data to show the member you do know them and you want to help them.
They will love you. They will love you. All right, Alicia, I'm going to let you get going.
Thank you
so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and congrats on the success. Already. I look forward to chatting again down the line. See where you guys are. Yeah.
All right.
Alicia Johnson from the Ideal Credit Union.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.